Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Daytime prayer provides two psalmities, the current psalmody and the complementary psalmody. Those who pray one daytime hour pray the current psalmody. Those who pray more than one daytime hour use the current psalmody in a daytime hour of their choosing, and the complementary psalmody in the others. Let us now pray midday prayer using the complementary psalmody.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live.
As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live.
The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The rule of the Lord is to be trusted. It gives wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart. The command of the Lord is clear. It gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is holy, abiding forever. The decrees of the Lord are truth, and all of them just. They are more to be desired than gold, than the purest gold, and sweeter are they than honey from the comb. So in them your servant finds instruction. Great reward is in their keeping. But who can detect all his errors? From hidden faults, acquit me. From presumption, restrain your servant, and let it not rule me. Then shall I be blameless, clean from grave sin. May the spoken words of my mouth, the thoughts of my heart, win favor in your sight, O Lord, my rescuer, my rock.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, I take refuge in you. From my pursuer, save me and rescue me, lest he tear me to pieces like a lion and drag me off with no one to rescue me. Lord God, if my hands have done wrong, if I have paid back evil for good, I who saved my unjust oppressor, then let my foe pursue me and seize me, let him trample my life to the ground and lay my soul in the dust. Lord, rise up in your anger, rise against the fury of my foes. My God, awake. You will give judgment. Let the company of nations gather round you, taking your seat above them on high. The Lord is judge of the peoples. Give judgment for me, Lord. I am just and innocent of heart. Put an end to the evil of the wicked. Make the just stand firm, you who test mind and heart, O just God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God is the shield that protects me, who saves the upright of heart. God is a just judge, slow to anger, but he threatens the wicked every day, men who will not repent. God will sharpen his sword. He has braced his bow and taken aim. For them he has prepared deadly weapons. He barbs his arrows with fire. Here is one who is pregnant with malice, conceives evil, and brings forth lies. He digs a pitfall, digs it deep, and in the trap he has made, he will fall. His malice will recoil on himself. On his own head his violence will fall. I will thank the Lord for his justice. I will sing to the Lord the Most High. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As I live, says the Lord, I do not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to me and live.
A reading from the book of Ezekiel. Do I indeed derive any pleasure from the death of the wicked, says the Lord God? Do I not rather rejoice when he turns from his evil ways, that he may live? Turn your face away from my sins. Blot out all my guilt.
Let us pray. Convert us, O God our Savior, and instruct our minds by heavenly teaching, that we may benefit from the works of Lent through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.